This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 5:31. Since news broke in the spring about the pediatric inflammatory illness, Miss C, physicians say they're now able to provide more informed treatment. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports there are still some unanswered questions about the illness.
Ed Liss will never forget the joy he felt when he saw his son Andrew chase after their dog Rexy. A month prior, his 15-year-old son was fighting for his life at Nemours Alfred I. DuPont Hospital for Children in Wilmington.
I have to tell you, I almost kind of caught my breath and I just started to almost cry. And I thought, thank God, he's alive and he's well.
After fighting a bout of mysterious symptoms in April, the Coatesville teen was diagnosed with Miss C. It's an inflammatory disease occurring in children, typically several weeks after unknowingly contracting coronavirus. Symptoms include high fever, gastrointestinal problems, and a rash. Nemours has diagnosed 15 Miss C cases, while St. Christopher's Hospital in Philadelphia has diagnosed between 15 and 20. Doctors say they now have better success treating it, but still don't know why certain age groups contract Miss C or the underlying causes. Knowing that would help those at risk from getting it in the first place. Dr. Emily Souder of St. Christopher's Hospital says they still don't know the long-term effects of Miss C.
This is relatively new, and so I don't think we've had that much time since patients have gone home from being hospitalized that the follow-up is still short. So we're still trying to gather that information to see what are the long-term complications of Miss C.
Doctors do know that spikes and declines of Miss C cases correlate with COVID-19. And as the area grapples with how to reopen schools, health experts question if it will affect the spread. Andrew Liss's mother, Ingrid, urges parents to take their kids to the hospital as soon as they become ill.
We were very concerned about taking him to the hospital. I was like, no, he doesn't have COVID. I don't want him to get it if we go to the hospital. But now I look back at our situation and I think that if we had taken one more day, he would have not make it.
Andrew says he feels healthy today, and officials for Nemours and St. Christopher's say all their Miss C patients made a full recovery. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.